Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
B-Comp is back. Legendary on the bench. Brian Compton, NHL.com. How you doing, Brian? Everything good?
Everything's well, Scott. If you need money, just ask Carver High. He'll help you out, all right?
I believe that. So I got to go back to last night. I'm watching the Penguins beat the Flyers in Philadelphia, and you saw this play with Malkin and Michael Raffel. Is that his name?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you saw it. I saw it. I'm assuming you saw it. That this guy, did he not, like, sucker punch him in the back of the skull? Did he not do that? And then, you know, obviously they get the guy that retaliates. They got Malkin for swinging his stick at Raffel. I did not, from what I saw, maybe I'm wrong, it did not look like that stick hit him. That was all acting to me. He did not get hit in the face with that stick. In fact, I thought he missed him by at least a foot.
I'm not sure if that matters, Scotty. I don't think you can swing your stick like that regardless, right? That's
but,
I don't know.
But nothing. They get nothing.
I'm not saying about Raffel, but, I mean, you can't do that. You know
I get all that. That's fine. Suspend him all you want. It doesn't matter. That guy'd love a night off anyway, and he still gets paid. So here's the deal. You know, I'm saying the other guy, Raffel, was a diver, and he cheap shotted him in the back of the skull. Did he not?
Well, I'm not going to comment on that. What I'm going to say, to try to answer your question, is that you cannot do it. What Malkin did. That's the bottom line, right?
Yeah. Nice job by the refs there. They're doing a fine job at the NHL. Their refs, they should, you know, really feel good about themselves. In fact, I'm going to get them all a bottle of Crown Royal because that's what you do for your mother, right?
What are you doing to me here, Scott?
You know what I mean? You get your mom a bottle of Crown when she's the best mom in the world. I saw it in a commercial. I think we should give them to the NHL refs because they're the best refs in the world. I mean,
I get my mom flowers. I don't really buy her much alcohol.
You know, I got to tell you, I think I just want to say that I think Valentine's Day sucks because I think, you know, Carver High and I had this discussion. I want to ask you, B-Comp.
Sure.
How rough is it for you shopping for women on their birthday and Valentine's Day and Christmas? How much of a pain in the ass is that?
Birthday and Christmas is tough. Valentine's Day is not because I know it's a scam, and I told my wife that a long time ago, so it all worked out. We have a nice dinner, but there are no gifts.
So you don't do the gifts on Valentine's
Absolutely
Day?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You know what I told my wife? I'm taking her to the Caribbean tomorrow, and I told her, there's your gift.
Yeah, that's a nice gift, right?
I was like, there's your gift. Let's get naked. I go, what's up?
I don't know if that's a gift for her, but I mean,
listen, are you kidding me? I'm like, honestly, I'm like your boy El Chapo. I'm so popular over here in bed. David Pastrnak, he's injured with a thumb injury. You know, he's really been grinding it out this year for the Bruins. I thought he's leading them in points. He's been lighting it up. This guy's a stud in Boston.
He is a terrific player. It's a big loss, but lo and behold, the Bruins scored six tonight without him. So it just shows how much depth that they have, and they're going to be a tough outcome playoff time. They're a good hockey team.
He had 31 and 35 dimes already on the season. The guy's been incredible, and nice win for him tonight against the Blackhawks. Do you find that team to be dangerous at all in the postseason? Like you just said that you think they'll be a tough out. Like what about them worries you in terms of that they're not that good to win at all? Because I don't think they can win at all.
Well, I mean, their depth, and Patrice Bergeron is probably the best two-way player in the league, and they have some goaltending depth. If Rask goes down, you got Yaroslav Halak right behind them. So they're pretty stacked top to bottom, and I would watch out come trade deadline, Scotty. I think they're going to be in the mix for a guy like Kevin Hayes from the Rangers, so we'll see.
Wow, did you hear that? All right, so right now, let's say, what would they play like? If it ended today, which it won't, so I'm going to do it anyway, they would play like a Columbus Blue Jacket team in the playoffs. Do you think that they would beat them?
I would definitely think Boston would beat Columbus in the seven-game series.
Doesn't Columbus always find a way to lose?
They've never won a playoff series.
Right. Do you think it has something to do with, and I love the state of Ohio because I'm from Pennsylvania and those are my neighbors. And I spend a lot of time in Youngstown, and I've done a lot of bad things there, including felonies and drinking. And I've run naked in the snow there. I just wanted to say that I love my friends from Ohio. But do you believe that the state of Ohio might have something to do with the Blue Jackets have never won anything?
I don't. I think it's just some bad luck, and Bobrovsky hasn't been very good in the playoffs. And that's the other thing too, Scott. I mean, are the Blue Jackets going to hang on to Bobrovsky and Panera at the deadline? I think they will, but there's a chance that they don't. So we'll see.
You know, your boy Carver High is talking. He's clamoring about a Islander Blue Jacket game this week that's going to be huge.
Yeah, Thursday night should be a big one. The Islanders lost tonight. They had a chance to win four in a row. Fell short. Buffalo played pretty well. The Islanders did not play well. But that's certainly a big game Thursday night in Columbus.
Will you be going Brian Compton, NHL.com? He's not allowed to say anything bad ever about anything, or he'll be fired. Let me ask you this question. Do you, and I'll say all the bad things for him in a joking manner so that the people at the league office still love me and him at the same time. That's like a dual oppie. Is that a word?
I have no idea.
Let me ask you, will you be going to the Offside Tavern on the 23rd and to the tailgate party on the 28th?
I would love to go on the 23rd. I'm not going to be able to make it because we have an outdoor game in Philadelphia that night. But I'm going to be there this Saturday. I'm going to join Mikey after the game against Edmonton for a little bit just to catch up with him. And then I will be at the tailgate. I have a very, very busy week that week, but I will certainly be there and again catch up with Mike again for sure.
You know, Carver High told me that they're providing a local brewery with kegs of beer and that he has vowed to not drink that night.
I don't buy that for one second.
Yeah, I don't either. Like, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard, that Carver High is not going to have a beer. That's funny. I mean, it really is. That is one of the –
When I'm done with the pregame responsibilities, I'll have a beer.
Shut up.
I guess that's fair. But I
liar. He's a liar. All right. The new coaches this year. How's Ken Hitchcock doing in Edmonton? I say not well.
Yeah, he got off to a pretty good start and things fell apart again. They're a mess, Scotty. There's not a whole lot there right now on the back end. And they gave Mikko Koskinen a very bizarre contract a few weeks ago. So not quite sure what direction the Oilers are going to try to go here over the next few weeks. But they need a lot on that.
Are the Hurricanes, Sabres, and Flyers a danger to the Canadiens and Penguins in that chase for the wild cards?
That's a good question. Carolina's playing really well. They just went 4-5 on the road. I don't think Buffalo has the horses to get it done in the end. I'm still not crazy about their back end. And Philly keeps winning. They're going to be in the race. They've got their goaltending situation resolved with Carter Hart. It's been fantastic for them.
We think the Blues will make the playoffs.
Yeah, I do.
And do you think they'll do any damage there? They've won 7 in a row. They're on fire, 8 of 10.
Yeah, I don't think so, but I think they're going to get in. You know, this kid Binnington has been pretty good between the pipes, but this will be his first go-around in the playoffs, so I'm not quite sure if they have enough to win the first round.
So the team that I picked at the beginning in the West was the Sharks when they got Carlson. They are now ahead of Calgary, you know, for the time being. They've won 6 in a row. Jumbo passed Gordie Howe last night. Do you think the Sharks are good enough to win the West?
Eric Carlson better be healthy. If he's not healthy come playoff time, I don't know if they'll come out of that Western Conference. But Calgary is still my pick. I love their top four on the blue line. And, man, is Johnny Gaudreau a ton of fun to watch.
They've been slumping all of a sudden.
I know, but I think they'll be okay.
Liar. What about Ferelipeg? What do you think of that team?
So much fun. But I think they need more from Line A down the stretch. He's been invisible more often than not over the last few weeks. But if he goes cold come playoff time, the Jets are going to be in trouble, I think.
How about Patty Kane, the numbers he's putting up in Chicago and carrying that team? Do they have a shot at that last wild card, being that they're only 4 points out right now?
Yeah, I mean, the West isn't great. I mean, it's very top-heavy, right, Scotty? And then once you get past, you know, the fourth or fifth team, it's really a toss-up. So you put that team up in the playoffs with all the experience that they have. I think they could be a dangerous out, but they need a healthy Corey Crawford for sure.
Now, the Flyers, we were talking about them before, but they've won. They went 8-1-1-10, and I think they beat the Wild tonight 5-4.
They did win tonight, yeah.
So do you think they cheap-shot at anyone in the back of the head in that game?
I did not notice. Yeah, I pretty much watched the whole game, and I didn't see anything.
You don't even notice these things. All you notice is the retaliatory guy. You're like one of those refs. We got to send him maybe send him some Sherry's Berries, this guy.
You can't swing your stick like that, brother. You know that.
Shut up! Back in the day, you could swing anything you wanted in the NHL. And I watched Slapshot this week on NHL Network. It's the best thing they've aired in 15 years on that damn channel.
Have a great trip, Scotty.
Thanks, B-Com. Good luck to you. Have fun at the tailgate party that Carver High is going to be drinking Kool-Aid at.
I definitely will, brother. Have fun.
There is B-Com, Brian Compton of NHL Network. He's a huge conspirator for the Islanders, along with Carver High.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.